Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. The Indianapolis Colts have signed veteran quarterback Kerry Collins as the season opener nears. Peyton Manning continues to recover from surgery and may not be able to play in the Colts' first game. Collins has played in the NFL for 16 years. Indianapolis Mayor Republican Greg Ballard says if reelected, he wants to make small businesses a priority for the city's economic future. At the top of his list of improvements, a one-stop shop for entrepreneurs to get help with business planning.
It tears down the barriers to business development and growth in simple ways so that entrepreneurs can focus on following their dreams, coming up with that next neat idea, and most importantly, creating jobs.
Ballard's opponent, Democrat Melina Kennedy, says thousands of jobs have been lost under Ballard's watch.
The numbers speak for themselves. We've lost over 35,000 jobs, and that's more than a number. Those are families that have lost the ability to provide for their families, and we need policies that are going to help grow the city of Indianapolis and promote economic development.
Kennedy also plans to focus on growing small businesses if elected mayor. Government workers in Gibson County are getting their first raise in 5 years. The vice president of the county council says the county spent $1 million less than was budgeted last year and can now afford to give county employees and the most elected officials more money. The Hoosier Park Casino and Horse Track says a jockey from South Carolina was critically injured when his horse crashed into a railing as it crossed the finish line during a quarter horse race last night. 27-year-old Richard Gillard was still listed in critical condition today. Right now, sun and clouds and 94 degrees for WFYI News.